Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. This is Pam Drennan, and this is the Cosmic Contact Show, coming to you from the RBR Network, located out of Memphis, Tennessee, and I'm talking to you from Redmond, Washington. We're really happy you're on board tonight, and I'm getting ready to take this cosmic journey. Anyone can access the show, if they want to, by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/Renford. You put Renford on or you won't get us. We're live, or you can go into the archives after the show. Just a few minutes after the show, you'll be able to listen to the guests that we have this evening. Now, if you're not online or you have someone who wants to hear the show, just call in to 347-838-9142. If you want to ask a question, use the same number, 347-838-9142. And Annie, the moderator, will get you in. Well, tonight our special guest is Jackie Boyd, a quantum mystic and intuitive. Going to love her on the show. She's been on many times. We're happy to have her back. But before I talk about Jackie, I want to talk about the show and all the shows that we have all throughout the week. The first show, of course, is me on Monday. And I come on at 6:30 Central Standard Time. On Tuesday, the I Am Well show is at 8 p.m. The Night Search show is at 9:30 p.m. on Tuesday. On Wednesday, the No Show is at 7 p.m. And the Laws of Material Wealth Personal Development Program is at 8:30 if you want to check any of those out. On Thursday is the Progressive News Weekly. That's at 5:30. And remember, all this is Central Standard Time. Friday is the Searchers Roadmap show, and at 1 p.m. And the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m. On Saturday is Soul Town, and that's the Sound of Music, and which is hosted from Memphis, Tennessee. On Sunday, the Dream Vision 7 show is at 3 p.m., and that's out of Boston. But we have something every day during the week to check out, call in, and listen in and see what we've got available, the people, the guests that we bring in to these programs. I know you'll be really interested. We're glad to have you with us today. Well, now I want to talk about Jackie Boyd. We're so happy to have her again, as always. Jackie is a quantum mystic, and we're going to have to talk about that so she can explain that. But when I first met Jackie, she came to Memphis when I was living there and did a sacred geometry class for me and some friends. We were blown away with it. We didn't know anything about it. We've had so much fun. We still use all the things that she tells us to. I just can't remember everything, but it's something fun to learn, and it's not complicated. Jackie is an energy healer. She's a practitioner of she works with Ascended Masters, Teachers, Angels, Spirit Guides, and the White Brotherhood. So she's connected to all the big ones. Because of her unique ability to access the spiritual and physical realm at the same time, she can quickly go to the heart of the problem. So you'll be able to check her out and get a good answer for anything you're wanting to know this evening. It's going to be fun. It's going to be lively and really interesting. So let me bring Jackie in. And okay, did we lose Jackie here? Looks like we did. Let me see. Somehow she got dropped from the show. I'm going to call her up and bring her back in. Hold on a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I just realized. I thought, well, someone left the show. That was her.
I know. I just noticed that, but it didn't say dropped. There she is. Okay.
Sorry.
Hi.
No,
okay.
We're live.
Glad. Okay. We know it isn't Mercury retrograde yet, but it's getting close.
Yep.
I shared some of the things that you do, Jackie, and now that I've got you on the show live, I would like for you to talk to everyone. You said you were going to share with us about how to take care of ourselves during the ascension of all the planets and everything that we're that's going on with us right now.
Well, thank you, Pam, for having me, and yes, I want to try to demyth what's going on with us personally, physically, and I know I've been hit a lot, and there's going to be a big rev up between now and the 18th of this month for the side effects. Now, I passed a kidney stone last week, haven't passed one since 1982, but for some reason, there was one that decided to leave. So I had that happen last week. This week, I've had flu-like symptoms, although my energy level is up high, and all kinds of crampy stuff in my digestive system that's getting hit right now. So it's pretty uncomfortable. However, if you can stay relaxed with it, like, you know, okay, so a couple of weeks ago I got up and I had a sore throat, and I went, well, I wonder how long it's going to take my body to clear this sore throat. And I just went on about my business, you know. And that evening, my throat wasn't sore. The next day, wasn't sore. And I'm going, oh, great. But a friend of mine had the same sore throat or a sore throat, and she said, I've got a cold. And, you know, she was sick for a week with her cold because she declared it. She spoke those words. So it manifested for her. I didn't speak those words, and I believe that mine just cleared itself and went on. So that's how I want you to work with the ascension energies and any other things like headaches. But headaches could be coming right now from being dehydrated. So really watch that this summer to make sure your hydration level's up, because everything you have to process, it's like the body processes 150,000 things a minute, so and that's all done without thinking about it. And it's really, if you will, you know, sit with it and just ask your body, okay, what is this? What do I need to do about this? You know, do I need to take some zinc? Do I need to take some echinacea? What is my body asking for at this time? And listening to it, that's your best help, your best cope right now, is to really be in communication. Just open up that communication and go, hey, body, hi. I'm so glad you want to work with me. And then I just start listening to my body, asking it, what does it want? What does it need? What's going to make you feel the best today? Well, maybe it's to go swimming. Maybe it's to sit and read for a couple of hours. Maybe it's to be outside walking through flowers. Whatever. But listen to your body and start communicating with it. And, you know, it helps a lot to tell your body, I am healthy. I am healthy. So that you're creating that. You're not creating, oh, my God, my body is tired. You want to say, oh, my God, I've got all this energy for today. What do I want to do with it? Where do I want to go? So we're asking right now that everybody be more loving and kind to themselves first and then pass it on outside of us so that the whole planet can have a little more ease and comfort to walk in and with. I know there's a lot of people getting hit right now. A lot of people, like Ivatar Star, is working with healing her body right now. I know somebody that has a slight case of meningitis going on, and this woman's in her 40s. I don't know how she got it, and I don't know what a slight case of meningitis is, but I bet if the doctor had the meningitis headache for about 30 minutes, it might not be so slight. But that's just my thinking. So anyway, we can get hit on all areas. It's just about really listening and see what does your body need. Does your body need and want medical attention? Well, baby, if it does, go get it. That's why we have doctors and pharmacists and all that stuff to help us live a better life. You have to think about what you're putting in your system and what you're trying to create in your system, in your body, and work with it from that point of view. Instead of going, oh, well, last time I was sick, I took a round of antibiotics, so this time I'm going to take two rounds of antibiotics. No, your body may not want but a half a round of antibiotics or colloidal silver or, you know, golden seal and echinacea. So just listen. Please listen. And have you been having any of these little side effects, Pam?
Are you asking me? Of course I have. I've been dealing with all kinds of things, but I'm doing it, you know, and I'm listening to my body. For me, it's saying, slow down, you know, you need to rest more, and I have been, you know, I did a lot of that today, but yes, I agree with you, and everybody that's coming to see me has some kind of health issues going on. Is it the planets? Is it the ascension? Is there one thing you could really say, this is what's causing it?
Well, you know, this is major change on the planet, around the planet, in the planet, outside the planet. And I think that it's just asking us to slow down. I know I've been trained all my life to be a human being, or human doing, and always doing, always thinking about what's next, what do I need to do in the next 2 days, what do I need, blah, 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 all that stuff. No, stop it. Stop that kind of automatic conversation. You know, I never liked my body, so I didn't communicate with it. Now, I just always felt that my body let me down. It was overweight. And I found out, you know, 50 years after the fact that it was because I was eating stuff I was allergic to. And it didn't make me break out in gross stuff or, you know, not be able to walk or not be able to take care of my business. It's not that. It's just about paying attention and being calm and switching from being a human doing to a human being. Because on the crystalline grid, we don't have to do all the stuff we did just with the magnetic grid. We got them both together. So it's time to take a deep breath and float up and get on a higher vibrational level and see if if the stuff around you doesn't smooth out and calm down a whole lot when you do that. Make sense?
Well, we know we're all connected to everything. So whatever we're thinking and feeling, we're creating it in the outer. Whatever we're speaking and saying, it seems though we're creating a lot faster than we have in the past.
Yeah, it's about time is compressed. So what we had to do in 24 hours, now we have 9 hours to do it in. But we have the energy there to do it in 9 hours. But sometimes you have to really pay attention and just stop doing and become being and see what your body's asking for or what you think would make you the happiest to do next. That seems to be, and we're being asked to celebrate life and to celebrate, you know, little miracles that happen in your life, to celebrate them, celebrate big stuff that happens in your life, and to do it with that energy of jubilation makes it sink into my heart faster. And therefore, it becomes mine, and I can work from a deeper base level of love and understanding than I'm able to do if I do it any other way that I've noticed.
Okay.
But, you know, a lot of... Go ahead.
No, that's all. I understand that.
Yeah. And you were talking about the sacred geometry that I've taught before. All of the little simple sacred geometry, I still use it every day. And I'm still throwing blue cubes to stop traffic so I can get out. Mega blue cubes to, if you're stuck in a parking lot situation on the interstate and you don't want to be parked, you can start throwing mega blue cubes. And somebody told me they did that the other day through a bunch of construction area. And it was like, boom, big blue cube went into effect and like this little aisle opened up and they were able to get through the parking lot and get on to their destination. So that's a real important tool to use when you're out in public and people are cranky. And having a not so pleasant day, you can send blue cubes to them to calm them down, to help them regroup so that they can get on their way, and mostly out of your way. You need to know things that work for you, you know?
Yeah. I said there's a lot of construction going on in Redmond and the surrounding areas. This would be a good time to be blue cube and all that construction, because it's like taking forever sometimes just to get to from one traffic light to the other. Okay, I'm on that. I'm going to start doing that more. That sounds great.
Okay.
What else can we do?
One of the biggest is to just start where you are and start in your heart and just expand your heart chakra with love. And just fill the room that you're in, and then fill the building that you're in, and then fill all the places you go to work and play, and then fill up, like I do Northwest Arkansas all the time, you would be doing Seattle and Redmond area, and just sending that energy out for peace and understanding. You know, there's so much going on right now, and people are so confused, and we just have to keep sending out the peace that passes understanding. For one, it makes my base stronger, and then it makes the base that goes from me stronger. So being a quantum mystic, I am used to working with large amounts of energy. So it's just asking for the energy to be changed and moved and see it moving back out of your aura. Like if you've got something going on, like an allergy or something, well, just see yourself in the middle of, I always see myself leaning up against a tree in a woodsy situation, and I just start sending out that love that the tree is giving me, or that Mother Earth is giving me, or that the sky is giving me, and I just start sending that peace out. Because I think the peace that passes understanding is going to help us get through this change in consciousness. That's why it looks so bad. It's a change of consciousness at the deepest level, and all of the dark is rising so that the light can hit it and we can move on to a higher level. That's my take on it. I hope that helps somebody.
Well, absolutely. I get that. Well, okay. Well, Jackie, we have got several people online tonight. Why don't we bring somebody in? And because of that, everybody, make sure you know what your question is. You get one question with Jackie. And I'm going to bring Donna in from California first. Okay?
All right. Welcome, Donna.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. Yes, my question is I wanted to know if my money situation would get better. Maybe a windfall or a little job, part-time job. I would like to help my sister and her family move here to be closer with us.
I see two jobs coming in. One pays better than the other, but the one that doesn't pay as well will be much more rewarding for you.
Mm-hmm.
So decide, be clear about what you want, what kind of people you want to work with and the energy and what you want your payoff to be for working there for X amount of time, you know, to help your sister. And just keep asking for more ideas of how you can implement or supplement your income at this time to help you and your sister. How's that sound?
Yeah. And also, I've been very lucky in the past, so I kind of go on that too. I mean, I won a car, and I've won like 4 trips and big TV, and I won $10,000. Yeah, so I'm kind of trying to manifest something big again. So.
Well, if you can manifest like that, I wouldn't work with no little beasley little job. I would
right.
Start
I should just manifest
that
then.
Way.
Yeah,
call that
exactly.
Your guidance knows how to help you manifest because you've manifested forever. Decide how much money you want to manifest, and then let the universe support you in that and bring it to you. Ask and you shall receive. If you don't ask, you can't get it.
Right. That's
and, you
true.
Know, sometimes when I ask, I absolutely go to the front door and open it, and I say, hey, I need a new computer. I need blah, blah, blah. This is what I want. Bring it on in. You know, I saw a girl manifest a computer in 5 minutes one night. It was late at night, and she goes, well, I don't know why everybody just insists that I have a computer. So I scanned, you know, and everybody did feel like she had a computer.
Yeah.
So I said, well, Cheryl, you're the only one that doesn't think you have a computer, so you need to get on board here. So she got on board. She said, I'm declaring that I'm going to have a computer within 24 hours, and it'll walk through the front door. And I went,
wow.
Oh, fabulous. I can't wait to see this happen. And in 5 minutes, somebody was knocking on the door, and they came in, and they said, oh, well, you want a computer? Well, I have this one, blah, 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 you know, and they made that connection right there. I went, wow, that was unbelievable. I mean, it walked right through the door. She declared it, and that sucker walked through the door because she was ready and in alignment.
Yeah.
And the universe had that person on their way to knock on the door to tell them that they had the computer that they want.
Wow. Yeah.
You can do it. You can do it. That's the way the energy is on the planet now. If you believe you can do it, then go for it because you can. If you think you can't do it, guess what? You're going to be totally successful and you will never do it. Right. If you believe that you can do it and you are successful, then open that door and let it come in. This or something better. So be it, so it is.
Yeah.
So be it, so it is.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah, have a good time with your sister and then when they get there.
Thank you.
All right, have a good evening. Thank you for calling, Donna. Okay, Pam, I'm
all
ready.
Right. Okay. Well, Donna, thank you for calling. Now, our next caller is Regina, and she's from California. Now, wait a minute. I think I missed somebody in here. No, maybe not. Somebody must have dropped off.
Yes,
let's bring
it's
Regina
Shruti.
In.
Well,
huh?
Pam, it's Shruti.
Yes.
She's at the bottom. Shruti from Arizona. Let's bring her in, and then Regina is next. Okay?
I don't see her. Okay.
I got her right here. Hang on 1 second.
Good evening.
Shruti?
Hello.
Shruti, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Thank you for taking my call. How are you doing?
Good.
Great.
Good.
So my question is regarding, I had an interview today, and I was wondering if you can pick up anything regarding, what the final outcome will be.
This is what I get.
That's
the job
you're getting for.
You're not getting that job, but there is by going for this job, you're going to be recommended for another job that suits your criteria better.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's what I got.
Huh. And are you picking up anything of how soon that's going to happen, or?
Okay, hold on. Three weeks.
Oh.
Can you hang on for 3 weeks?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. Of course.
Okay.
Okay.
Cool.
Thank you. Okay, I'll let you know what happens. Thank you.
And
take
care. And ask for a more exciting job to come to, a more exciting offer to come to you.
More exciting offer to come to me. Yeah, because they said they would let me know by at the end of this week what the next steps would be. And they had interviewed 9 people today, so I was one of the 9, the last one.
Okay, well, 9's completion. That's okay. But you're getting a job, but it's not that job, I don't think, because unless they change what they're offering you. But just hold on because it's right there around the corner.
Okay, and it's with this company because I'm currently working, and this was with a different company that I interviewed with, and I'm interested in it.
Okay, so, what I hear is, how many people did you talk to today?
Today it was a panel interview, so there were 4 people who were interviewing, and then 1 person was observing.
All right. Those 4 people that interviewed you today, one of those has the contact for you for the job you want.
Oh.
Not a job to take, but the job you want. So I would just say a prayer right now that the person that I talked with today make the connections for me to wherever your next appointment is, your divine appointment. And ask for it to have more fun.
Okay.
And to be more creative.
Okay.
I don't know. I feel like you're in a creative area anyway, but this is what I heard was more creative.
More creative. Okay, that's more in line with my soul.
Yes.
Makes sense. That
yes.
makes sense. Thank you so much.
Tell the divine to keep your feet on its path.
Yes. Definitely will. And the position will be with the same company, or will it be with this person is going to connect me with somebody else?
I believe it's somebody else, although this might be a branch connection that I'm not picking up right now.
Okay. Okay.
All right. So when you go to bed tonight, ask to have a meeting with the person that's going to lead you to your next divine appointment as far as your career.
Okay.
So ask tonight to sit at a round table and to have offers brought to you and to have people there to explain what the offers are and what they mean to you, meaning for your own spiritual growth. And they will, and if you want to remember the meeting, you ask for that. If you don't care whether you remember it or not, then let that go. And it will be resolved by in the morning, meaning that that person will know for sure that they're connecting you and whatever is going on.
It'll be very quick. Okay.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. That's wonderful advice. I definitely will pray tonight for it.
Good. And bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks for calling.
All right, that was good. I'm excited for her. I know she's going. It's going to manifest for her. Okay, let's bring Regina in. She's our next caller. She is from Georgia. Hold on. Hi, Regina.
And Pam.
Hi.
Hey, Annie.
I was just going to say, could Jackie give her information out real fast in case Trudy wanted to reach with her later?
All right. My phone number is 901-848-5354. 901-848-5354.
And it's also on the website, a couple of places. You can see your phone number. Good deal. Okay, and if you want to email Jackie, you can go to jackboy, J-A-C-B-O-Y, at gmail.com. Okay?
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Regina.
Okay.
Hello?
Regina?
Yes, you hear me?
Yes. I'm Jackie. How can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Hi. Oh, thank you as well. Hi, Jackie. My question is, I am looking for full-time employment. What do you see coming up for me?
Well, I see you being offered a position. It sounds and looks really good, but there's some kind of a red flag going up for you about it, so pay attention. Make sure that it feels right all the way around, or it looks right, or you know that that's where you're supposed to be. And step with that energy. Let that energy pull you where you need to go.
Okay. Do you pick up a field? Or because I have something going on Wednesday, but that's more like a side job. I know I need something more stable.
Okay, yes, you do need something more stable. And there is something coming. I get 2 weeks. You will see something you really want and go for it. I don't know what the hook's going to be for you, but there is. I feel like that it's something you don't have a lot of experience in it, but there's some part of you that wants that experience, and that's going to work out really well for you. You'll be really happy due to your connections and stuff that you make with your next employment. But you are being asked to expand your picture. And to kind of like, sometimes do you think, oh, that's enough to ask for? I don't need to ask for anything more. Do you have that feeling sometimes?
At times I do.
Okay, well, you need to punt. You know, take 3 steps, drop the ball, and kick it. Because you're really ready to move in a different direction. So send it out to the universe so it can come back to you the way it's designed to come back to you. This is something new for you, I feel. I don't feel you may have some connection with the product, but it would be on a different level than you've had before. So I feel like that there's a lot of excitement, and the more excited you get about doing something new, then the faster you can pull that energy in, because like attracts like. So you want to set a magnet out there of what exactly you want so you can pull it in and then decide, oh, yeah, I like this, but I don't like that, but I like this over here even better. So you can make, you know, a fuller realm of questions or understanding about what's happening. If you will take that few extra minutes and go ahead and meditate like that. Like, what is it I'm to do next with my new career or my new job or my new opportunity, however you want to say it, and then sit with it and see what comes to you.
Okay. And this
have
is not the one that doesn't have a – so this is the job opportunity that's coming. This is the one that does not have the red flag?
Right.
Okay. Okay.
So if you find one that has a red flag, you know that it's a red flag for a reason, and you probably don't want to go there.
Right. Right. Yeah.
Right.
Because I, you know, I have seen those. I'm like, I'm not feeling that intuition. You know, I'm not going to trust that.
This is too good to be true. Well, usually it is.
It is.
Yeah. But you have to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
You still need to look at it.
Wow. Because I've been going through temp agencies, but it just ain't been working out for me. And this job opportunity would be like for, you know, on my own or through a temp agency.
Well, you're going to go to an agency now. I don't know if it's a temp or not, but
okay.
Look in the look where the ads are and see the temp agencies and see which one you get a flash on, whether it looks brighter or it looks darker or it looks clearer, whatever, you know, as you just glance down at the page, just see if something pops up at you and then pursue that one if it does. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes, it does.
But I've used that technique before and it's worked out very well for me.
Okay. Okay, yeah. I mean, because I've been having not, I had a hand hernia that reached out to me maybe almost 2 months ago, but that one just fell through, and I was like, oh, I thought I was going to get that one, and it just like, oh, okay, something else came up, and so I didn't even get that job. So I was like, wow, a headhunter contacted me for a job. So, hey, you know.
Hey,
so
go
I
back.
Going,
contact them again and ask them if they've got a new opportunity for you.
And that's what I did. I did that.
Okay.
I follow up. I did that. So hopefully she will give me a call back or email me back. Exactly. So, okay.
Yeah.
Well, great, then. 2 more weeks. Huh. Yay. Yes, I'm in working.
2 more weeks
yes.
to start the process. It's not 2 weeks to get a hire on date, okay?
Right, exactly. And
okay.
that's a start. And then we work our way in there. So that's good.
Do you like to daydream, Regina?
Not that much. I don't do it that much.
Okay, that wasn't the question. The question was, do you like it?
Do I like it?
Yeah, see,
no.
I love daydream, but I was beat all the time as a kid for daydreaming, so it's real hard for me to go there, you know?
Uh-huh.
But daydreaming is great fun, and it helps you expand your picture. So if you've got
really?
A picture and you're in leadership of the company, then start seeing them sending you around the planet to different places to get training, to bring back, to teach other people.
Oh.
Daydream like that.
Okay.
You got it?
Ooh. Got it.
Okay.
Definitely got it. Okay.
All right. So
I'm
literally asking you to go blow that way out of the sky. Go ahead and get it as big as you can imagine and let the divine bring it to you. See, we can decide what we want, but we can't decide how it's going to come to us. And we just put it out there to the divine, and the divine brings it to us. It's not our job to figure out how the divine's going to get the universe to line up for everything I want and bring it to me, because it's going
to,
if I ask. So they're asking you to expand your picture a lot and really do a lot of daydreaming with that.
Oh, okay. All right.
And so, you know, and when they send you for training and stuff, they'll send you first class.
Oh, wow. Now that is what's up.
All right.
That's nice.
I drink that all up, baby.
All right. Okay. Yeah. I sure will. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good evening.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Be blessed. So how are we doing,
Sam? We're doing great, and we've got some more people waiting in line here. Let's bring Sharon in from California. And, Jackie, you're doing such a great job. You know, I know people love to hear something positive that they're wanting to know about. And you're giving people, I don't even call it hope, you're giving them ideas. You're showing them how they can create and manifest and get what they want in life. And that's what we need to hear. Okay, hi, Sharon.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. How are you ladies this evening?
I'm great, Sharon. How can we help you?
Well, I've been on my spiritual path for a little while, not at to any degree that you guys are at, but I'm kind of wondering what's next. I've been doing a lot of healing on myself, and I'm open to anything, but I have no clue yet about what that's going to be, and I wanted to check in with you and see if you had any hints yet.
Are you in a meditation group?
Well, I'm in a spiritual group, but and we meditate, but we're off for the summer, yes.
Oh, good. Okay, you're being asked to, well, first of all, let me tell you about your name.
Okay.
Your name is Cher-on.
Yes.
Okay. So I would say if my name was Cher-on, then I would be finding things to share with people. And what you're being asked to do is whatever you've learned, to teach it. That doesn't mean you have to stand up in front of 25 people and explain something to them, you know. It could just be sitting in a group and going, well, you know, I've been working on this, and this is what has really helped me with that. And just start sharing, because that's your nature. That's why you have the vibration of the name Cher-on.
Okay.
Now,
yes,
does that scare you?
Well, I haven't been real visible for some time. I'm getting better about it, but...
Okay, well, that was because, you know, back in the day it wasn't safe to be out declaring that you were changing the world through meditation and love, okay?
Uh-huh.
So you're just being asked to join more groups and share what you know in those groups. And if you can't find a group you want to meet besides your meditation group or whatever you call it, then start one. Start one for newbies, people that have never meditated, you know. You could do a master class meditation, and that's working with, Lord Maitreya. He's one of the ascended masters over the planet, and he has a group. He asks you to meditate for an hour, and the masters work through you and send energy wherever they deem that it needs to be. But you don't participate in that. You just stay a clear channel and let them send the energy through you. And it's like we go to the master. Well, I do. I go to the masters all the time and ask for things and different things for different people. So by doing that, you know, it helps me to be in that energy and to share that energy with people. So I just ask, you know, I don't want you to go into any fear about this.
And yeah, I don't want to go about it either.
You may know other people. You may know of other meditation groups, and you could get you an invitation there and just go and see if you're if you get triggered to share anything or not. Okay, does that make sense?
Yeah, sure, that makes sense. Yeah, make sure I'm comfortable and see if it works.
Yes.
Yeah.
And then see where it leads you. It'll be a lot of fun. You'll network a lot.
Yeah, that's been
like
my theme, is to have fun.
Yes. Oh, yes. My mother taught me if I wasn't having fun, I was doing something wrong. And we were not allowed to do anything that was wrong. So I got it. If you're not having fun, you're doing something wrong. You better get over it.
Beautiful. Most people are taught the exact opposite.
Oh, yeah. But those of us that are old souls, we know that was their BS, meaning their belief system. And it won't work for me, and that's okay. I have my own set of BS, and it works quite well for me. And your BS, your belief systems, are just things that you think about over and over and over. So that's all it is. And you can change your life by changing your mind.
Yes, yes. I'm definitely aware of the mind and having the thoughts and being aware of your thoughts and that kind of thing.
Yes, exactly.
All righty. Well, thank you. Thank you, ladies, so much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Well,
thank you for calling in.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Good day.
Well, Jackie, I want to tell everybody again to reach you at 901-848-5354 or go to jackboy@gmail.com. Okay, our next caller is Annette from Massachusetts. Oh, we're getting them from everywhere tonight. Oh, good.
That's great.
Hi, Annette.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Wonderful. How can we help you?
Well, my question is in regards to a dinner date that I set up with a friend next week. And I'd like to know, how do you see this dinner date going?
Could you tell me the purpose of the dinner date?
Just to get together.
Okay. So it's casual. There's no hidden agendas or anything, right?
No.
I see a lovely dinner with conversation being likable to both sides.
Good.
Okay, I don't know what kind of dinner date you got going on, but there's going to be 3 ascended masters with you during this dinner
Ooh.
Date.
Ooh.
Ooh. So, have a good time. I mean, what else are you going to do? You know, you got 3 masters there, at least.
Well, we are interested, well, I'm interested in this person.
Okay.
And I'm assuming I like him. I don't know. Well, I would assume he would like me, too, if he's going to show up.
Oh. Fear of being found out. Oh, you know, he's got a pretty big fear of being found out. I believe I would just send that person a lot of self-confidence and self-acceptance between now and the dinner date.
Why, is there something wrong?
No, it just is, you know, sometimes we get triggered when we're out to dinner with somebody or any other reason. You know what I mean? So, and you don't want them triggered. You want them to be relaxed. You want everything to be in cooperation. You don't want any conflict. Which
wow.
conflict just means, you know, oh, this person is giving me too much attention. I can't handle this much attention, you know. It could
wow.
just be that a little bitty bit of conflict, not a major, you know, not a major
really?
Conflict. Well, I didn't. So maybe this person isn't as stable as you think they are in their solar plexus. You know, that's your seat of power.
Yeah. I know that he's got some things going on.
Yeah, we
and
don't
want
to throw
want
him under the bus because he's got some things going on. But, you know, if we can be aware of something and help him to unfold that, then something will unfold within you because you help somebody unfold something in them. You know, like attracts like, the law of attraction. So,
right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
You have another question?
Well, that was basically what was on my mind because I really enjoy this person. I enjoy their company. I enjoy our conversations that we have. So it took a lot for me to even reach out.
Good.
And say, hey, you know, let's go to dinner.
Okay, and let's look at it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You might not have ever done anything like that before, or you've been hesitant to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a place for you to take a risk.
Oh, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So, I mean, you want a relationship to help both of you unfold.
Absolutely.
So,
absolutely.
You know, that seems fair to me.
I thank you for saying that. Yeah. Because,
yes.
you know, I always thought that it was the man would have to be the one that would have to reach out and I think between him and I feel that on some level, I'm the one that has to reach out.
Well, and
because
I
sense some...
Maybe
some,
totally
some,
true, and y'all can start, you know, the relationship. Well, I've already changed some of the dynamics in me because I asked you out. And
okay.
that's a risk I took, and I'm
right.
okay with it. I'm okay
right.
with it. at risk with you.
Right. But I'm not sure if he's, even between now and next week, he could change his mind.
The divine is supernatural.
Yes.
He could change his mind 7 million times between now and next week.
That's true.
That'd be okay.
That's true.
That'd be fine.
That's true. That's true. But do you think I'm triggering something within him?
No, I know you're triggering something in him. It just depends on whether he's going to buy into his, I don't know this for a fact, but he might be buying into his old paralysis analysis.
Mm.
You know, get stuck there. Or,
that's true.
You know? You never know what people's triggers are. You know,
that's
something as simple as asking to go have dinner with, you know, sometimes that just tears people up because they don't feel good enough to be asked to dinner. Or
right.
They think they're not, you know, that they're short in some areas, which they're not. But,
wow.
You know, you never know. It's you know.
That's so true.
But you also want to break your patterns, and you are breaking a pattern just by doing a role reversal of that what we were taught was the proper way to do it.
That's true.
To let the man, well, you know.
That's true.
If we let the man forever, we would be in a sorry position, I think, because it's the women that move everything.
That, you know what? That is very true. That is so true, and that's why I'm like, you know what? I really like this person. I really like him. I like our conversations, and I think there's something there. But we don't have the time. And plus, you got everybody else around you that you know that's kind of listening and watching. I just want to get this person away from all that, so we can just have a conversation, just be able to open up and be free.
Good. And you know what? You need to tell him this kind of stuff. And you might not be able to tell him person to person, but you can write it out and tell him anything you want him to know. And then you can burn it and let the divine take the message through the ethers to them. And they'll get it.
You know what? I like that. I love that.
It's a powerful tool. It is a powerful tool. I've used it many times in my life with many different situations, and it always works out well for me.
So I can write out what I want him to know.
Yes, or what you want to say to him, or
what I want
to
him.
Like I really enjoy our conversations, and I'd really like to get away from everybody and just see how we how our energies work together, or however you want to say it. But just say to see, I think we can be real compatible together, and I would really like to pursue that.
Yes. Could you write
the letter for me?
I'm going to do that. I think that's a great idea.
It is a great idea, and it works. And
I'm going to do it.
I do it. I use it a lot.
So by me doing that, it's going to calm his energy a little bit?
Yes.
Okay.
Because he's right now, you know, he's in the water, and the water is a little choppy because he doesn't know where it's going. So you just want to calm him down.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know where this is going, and we haven't had a relationship like this before in our life, and we're going to do this and see how it works. And you know, nothing else, it will definitely be a learning curve.
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm going to do that.
Learning curve.
Me too.
Excuse me.
I'm definitely gonna do that, because I can tell when he starts getting a little anxious
antsy.
Yeah. Yes, he walks around a lot, and you know he is like he gets very very antsy. It's like, oh my God, it's almost like, oh my God, you know, something. It's like somebody likes me, somebody really likes me, and wow, somebody's really interested in me, and sometimes the bottom just kind of like.
Yes, and don't let me mess this up.
Right.
You know?
Ex-
have to
yes.
say that because I can mess up stuff in a heartbeat. So I like to keep all my bases covered.
Yes.
I like the CYA approach.
Yes. Yes. And I really don't want him to be intimidated or afraid.
Right. You don't.
Yeah.
So, you know, align with him and try to ease his fears. Just ask before you write the letter, ask for you to have the correct wording for him.
Yes.
Whatever it is, you know.
Yes. Yes. Very true. But do you see this coming together being okay, being nice?
Yes. I got a yes on that.
Okay, good. Good. This is good. And maybe he'll be able to open up and even share more with me, because I know in
yes.
the sense that something's going on, and I don't want to pry or interfere.
Yes.
You know, I want to respect.
You know, what can you do?
Exactly.
If you're psychic, you know these things are going on, you know. You're
yeah.
not bullshitting yourself.
You're right.
You know,
I like you.
You're right.
Yes.
You work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and don't
true.
Beat yourself up. You beat yourself up a lot. You need to quit that.
You're right.
Thank you. Thank you for admitting that.
I do.
That'll get you over it a lot faster. I know.
Mm.
I, you know. Me too. I used to. I'm a lot better at it than I've ever been before,
yeah.
and I'm going to get better at it. Still.
Yeah, I'm a work in progress. I'm a work in
yeah,
progress.
Right. And the bottom line is always improvement.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Now I want to tell you one more thing.
Yes, ma'am.
Say, all that is not mine falls from me now, and clap your hands 3 times. And do that technique, especially before you write the letter to him, because you want it to be you, not you and Susie, what you think is best for your life, you know,
right.
or you and Amanda that think that, oh, no, you can only live in a red house. You can't live in any other colored house. You know,
right.
that kind of stuff. You want that out of it.
Yes. You're right. I want something. I want it to be pure and clean. I want to show up being me. I don't want to have to constantly be in a state of, oh, my God, you know, I need to say the right thing. If not, he's going to be afraid. And oh, my God, I don't want to lean in too far. Or, oh, my God, you know, oh, my God, I touched his hand. Oh, my God, I don't want that.
Well, no, you don't. That's not you. So every time that comes up, just bless it right out of your life, because it is not the truth of who you are.
Yes.
You are a
yes.
multidimensional being of light. Spreading love.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that is what I'm doing with him. That is what I'm doing with him.
I'm so glad you know.
Yes.
Okay.
To let him know that
well,
he's not.
We got somebody else.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I could be here all night.
Show. Yeah, let's bring this last person in. We actually have a couple people. But
thank you. I'm sorry.
Go ahead. But thank you for calling in, okay? Well, let's move on because we can do this one more person here. Let me bring Judy in from Wisconsin. I think it's Wisconsin. And Judy, get your question specific, and what is it? Hi.
Hi. Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are
you? Can
you
hear me?
Yeah.
I'm good. How can we help you? How can we help you?
I was just looking for a reading or guidance on a couple of different areas, relationships, for one.
Are you in a relationship now?
Yes, starting one.
Okay. What is your first name?
Judy. Judith is my name.
Judith. Okay. Oh, right, Judith. What I get is that
there's somebody you're going to meet through the person that you're starting a relationship with now that's going to be very beneficial to you career-wise and stuff, not an entanglement with you. And this is it feels like it's going to be a real deep friendship that's going to help both of you a lot in your lives, the rest of your lives. But I don't see you attached to that person that you're going to meet. And the one that you're in with now, it just depends on how much work you want to do in the relationship and how much work the other person wants to do. So you can go with that one, but you're going to have to decide exactly what you want in that relationship. In other words, you can't be mealy-mouthed about it. You have to express exactly what you want, what you're hoping to create with this commitment.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. What about the sex? Is it going to get better?
Is what going to get better?
Sex.
Okay, I hear that that's a very convoluted question, and there's too many outside influences right now to tell which direction it's going to float. So, too much stuff is up in the air right now about it. I can't get any further, I'm not getting anything else past that point.
Okay.
Do you have another question?
Finances, or my finance, am I going to get my stuff together with my finances?
I hear yes. I don't know what your picture of together is. So you might want to ask to expand it and your picture and to fill in some more detail. That you ask for some more detail to be filled in there. And then, ask me a question.
Ask me a question. I guess.
Okay, are you a good steward with your money?
No.
Okay, well, that's the first thing you got to clear up.
Yeah, it's kind of a...
Because if you're not paying attention, then Spirit's not going to just bring you money to poop off. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's kind of a pattern I keep getting myself into.
Well, stop it.
Working on it. Working on it.
Yeah, no, I get that. But that's what they tell me. Well, stop it.
Well,
okay, I would if I could. Can you help me out a little bit here, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. But you, and, you know, I just took a prosperity course with Mary Morrissey, and she has Prosperity 1 and 2, and she really helps you get organized in your brain about different pathways with money than you've had before. So look that up online.
Okay.
I don't know if she's Unity or Center for Spiritual Living. Probably one of those two areas she's probably working in. But you know, because it just helps you, like, you know, is your wallet organized? Have you got shit stuck in it everywhere? Or does it look like your money is in there and it's from the smaller to the largest and all the men's pictures on them are looking the same direction, you know? Be organized with your... That's just one little thing you could do that makes a big difference. So if you don't know, well, go online and find you some Prosperity Plus to help you get more in tune with your inner steward for money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I ask you back to my relationship side of things?
All right.
The guy that I'm in a working on a relationship right now has medical issues. Do you see him taking care of those medical issues?
Not readily. He will
okay.
if he's forced, but otherwise he's on his own. He's not going to do nothing, I don't think. That's how it feels.
Okay.
And maybe he's afraid. Maybe he has too much fear.
Yeah.
About it. Which is, that'll kill you. Fear will kill you, especially if you don't go to the doctor when you need to.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Okay.
And also, you know, it shows how much he loves himself, about whether he takes care of it or not.
Okay. Yeah. That's been one of my concerns.
Well, there's a flag there. You need to look at it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, if all he's looking for is a soft place to fall, well, you know, somebody else can provide that. I don't think that's the kind of relationship you're looking for, though.
No. Do you see someone else for me?
Yeah, there's somebody behind him about two blocks. Now, I don't know. You know, I can just see that and I can feel it. I don't know how big a distance two blocks would be, okay? It might be, you may already know the person, or, you know, you may meet them in 2 weeks. I don't know. That's just what I'm getting on that. But you have to learn what you have to learn with this one to move on to the next one.
Yeah.
To do it on a high level, anyway.
Yeah.
You want to do it on a high level.
Okay.
You know, and it's your life. You have to look at these things. I believe we need to assess them and decide what's yes and what's no, what I'm willing to put up with and what I'm not willing to put up with. And those are very valid questions you need to ask yourself. You know, sometimes women don't allow themselves to ask those questions because you've got to have a husband. That's it. You know, that's not true.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know. So, but you see what I'm talking about.
Yes, I do.
Okay. All right, good. Well, have fun.
All right, thank you.
All right, love you. Have a good night.
All right, bye.
Bye. So, Pam, I just want to take a minute and send Avatar Star a lot of healing and love. She's one of our regular listeners, and she's pretty sick right now. She has pneumonia and stuff, so... Everybody could send her a lot of love. We'd really appreciate that. Thank you. Okay, Pam, where are we?
Okay. Well, we are at the end of the show. And, you know, the thing that you have shared with everyone, it's not just for them. It's for everyone that's listening in. We all need to hear these things regarding relationships, finances, our health issues, everything. I love what you shared this evening. We want to get you back on again real soon. Thank you for taking your time and your good energy to work with these people. I know they need it, and they really appreciate it, just like I do. So we will keep Avatar in our prayers.
Thank you. And everybody else that needs a healing too.
Yes.
So be
Annie,
it so it is.
You want to say anything?
Well,
anything
I just wanted to say what a great show. Oh, I'm always needing things, honey. But I'm feeling okay. My son just got married. We had a beautiful
Yay.
Wedding. And so now I'm ready to focus on me. And
Yay.
So I really loved what you shared about, you know, staying under the radar. Just got to keep on. When do you see things are going to get better? I mean, it's going to start evolving.
Well, it already has. You just may not realize it by looking at it. Did you know that the animals, you know, you look at animals first, plants and I do.
Yes.
So the animals have started coming and asking man to help them. Like there was a crow that had quills in its face, and it went and sat on this post lamp and screamed until for 3 days, and somebody went out to see what the hell it wanted, and they saw the quills, and somehow they were able to take those quills out.
Wow.
He came and asked for help, and there's more and more like that, and they're seeing that animals are now helping each other in ways that where they've been mortal enemies before. So that's improved. And, you know, there was a guy, a poacher in Africa that killed a big lion. And when it went over and stood over the kill to take the pictures with, it was attacked by other lions.
Oh.
See, they never were smart enough to figure that out before. To wait, and they could get them back, and they got them back. It took pulling him to smithers. I said, yeah, there was a lot of anger there. A lot of years I've been watching that happen, and it's changing. Things are changing all the time. We just don't know how to recognize it, and it doesn't get publicized.
Right.
Okay, you know, when they killed all the people in the nightclub in
Orlando?
Florida. No, yes. In Florida. Okay. Then in Europe, in France, they shut down the city and had a prayer vigil because somebody had taken out all those gay people. And the tragedy of that. That's never been done before. Compassion hasn't been shown like that. It first started being shown like that after 9/11. So,
yeah.
And here we are today. It is changing. You just have to know. And the political system, that's all about a deep change in consciousness. You know, that's why it all looks crazy. It is. Change in consciousness.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else?
And it's hard to not be in fear about all that change, but I know God's in control, so...
Yes, and we, you know, this is the fifth time we've done this, so there's a lot of us on the planet that have been through an ascension before, and we know what it is, and we know how it's going to right itself and work itself out. We just need to be patient. I know that's that P word, but really be patient, because things are changing. We're just not recognizing it on the level we need to.
Right.
And
but that's coming, right?
Yes, it is coming.
It's going to be where we recognize it even faster soon.
Yes, and soon it will be where man will realize that we don't want to kill each other. It totally has to be an accident for anybody to get killed. No war,
right.
No bullshit over boundaries, and I want your land, and I'm taking it. None of that stuff. It's all about going out of conflict and into cooperation.
Oh, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Yay. Well, you had a great show tonight. 11:11,
we do keep on it. Yes, it was a great show, I thought. I couldn't get
yes,
anything
I had 11:11
what I was going to talk about. They wouldn't tell me what they wanted to talk about because
they
had all those people
talking.
They
wanted you to give them all the answers. They didn't want to have to come up with anything. You know... When do people really wake up? They are still so unconscious, and when I'm listening to them, I'm going, hey, people, that's not a question. That's a duh. But anyway,
yep.
Thank you. You helped them. You helped all of us tonight. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Well, I'm
yes.
glad. I'm grateful.
All right. Me too. Until
well,
the next time.
I'm going to go in here. I'm supposed to be in this. Taking a course. It started at 6:30, so now that I'm off the phone, I'm going to go into my course. It's the last night. It's the Prosperity 2 Plus. So. Yay!
Well,
I see I've been
enjoy.
So.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm always
all
taking
right.
something, trying to figure it out. I want help. That's how
well,
I
want to hear about the Prosperity, so come back on and share that with us.
Okay.
Okay. Love you.
Love you. Bye, Pam.
Love you, too.
Bye, honey. Love you. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Until next Monday.
Bye.
6:30.
Have a great week.